Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it. Come on, Bobby. Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We got a big day. We got Philip Phillips coming on to play.
He's going to make this place your home.
We got Dr. Lori on to appraise my coin that I think is worth thousands of dollars. This coin is from 1905.
That's amazing.
Whoa.
It's right here
so
on my desk.
Old.
Yes, sir.
That is really old.
At 10 Central, tickets to my Nashville show for Comedically Inspirational go on sale at BobbyBones.com. I hope you get them. We're going to do something a little different this morning. I'm going to give you a news story. And on Fridays, we go around the room with a news story, but I got something different today.
Okay.
Okay.
The story is a 73-year-old tries lottery for the first time, wins the jackpot.
I hate
so dumb.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
A 73-year-old who decided to play the Oregon lottery won $52,000 a year for life.
Gosh.
73 years old, $52,000 a year for life.
Oh, what a
so
waste.
He's only going to make about $100,000.
Well, it's a woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good job, dude.
But, yeah, older. It's unfortunate.
But it's fortunate.
But it's fortunate at the same time that they won, right? Yes. So that's from UPI. Now, that being said, I do want to say yesterday's show, we scratched more tickets. The one ticket that we had left over, the $125 outlier ticket, is not a winner.
Okay.
So by the end of it, we had $125 left from 2,000.
Yeah.
So we went from 2,000 to 1,100 to 600 to 125. And so I put in an extra $25 myself just so we could get three more $50 ones.
Wow, we have
these are the last three tickets.
I mean, this is our last breath.
We're going to scratch them right now live. And Amy, Lunchbox,
yeah!
And myself.
Woo!
That's where the big money is.
We're the big dog.
We're going to scratch it live.
Amy, you're a little dog, but...
No, Amy's the third biggest dog.
She's the biggest fan of big dog like me and you.
So we have these $50 scratchers. Again, we started with $2,000, and every time we've done a round, we've taken the money and put it back into tickets.
This is what you do. This is what happens in Vegas. You're down to your last spin. You're down to your last 20.
Every time that happens to me, I don't win.
And you win the millions.
No. You've won millions in Vegas?
No, but I...
Yeah, how many times have you been on your last spin or chip, though?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, right.
But it's so, like in the movies,
guys,
that's how it happens.
Get to scratching. We're going to stay here.
I'll just watch you guys scratch.
Yeah, Eddie, you watch us scratch.
First one, not good.
But we don't need commentary the whole time because it's going to mess everybody up.
Gosh.
But there are three $50 tickets left.
How do we never hit a bonus?
Stop saying
that. I've never hit it.
I hit the bonus the first ticket, first scratch, and then ever since then, no one's hit it.
And they say it's one in
2.6.
And I've scratched, I think, seven or eight tickets, and I've won one time.
So how is that possible?
Well, because nobody else has won either. That's what's not possible about it. I would get it if somebody else had won all the times that I didn't win to make that 2.6. If you guys get a winner, say you got a winner. Only three of us. So far, I do not have a winner.
Dang.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh! So close.
But
it doesn't work like that. They just throw random numbers at that point.
They purposefully do it so close. That's even more of a loser.
I know.
And you know what?
Trust me, I know.
Hurts his spirit a little bit is he scratches the value on every single one.
If you get a winner.
Okay.
You have a winner?
I've won something.
Yeah, let's go.
Don't scratch the number yet then. Have you already seen what you won? Oh, is it a ticket? I'm tired of tickets. Is it a ticket?
I don't know what you mean.
No, don't scratch the prize yet.
Do you know what the number is underneath the matching number?
Not fully.
Good.
Okay, don't then. Not fully.
I can see like a teeny bit of the number.
Okay, well, what Lunchbox does, he scratches the number first. And so it's extra disappointing to him.
Yeah.
Because he goes 5 million. Oh. Or I don't even touch that thing.
Yeah, yeah. Why would you?
Well, because I want to know if I was close to winning a million.
Because
well,
all the ones
million.
That you don't have, it's always like $1 million. Okay.
Dang it. That was 10,000.
Okay, but.
Right, but it wasn't a matcher, but it would have been 10,000.
It wouldn't have been 10,000.
Well, if it would have matched.
Do you know what I was amazed by when we were doing this segment? That people loved hearing us scratch tickets.
Yeah.
It's like when people watch somebody clean something or some of these videos where you're like, why do people watch this? I got so many messages going, this was the greatest bit ever here, and you got scratch tickets on the post show.
There's something on TikTok where they spray a dirty headlight.
Yeah.
And man, they just wipe it off and it's.
I'm in. So amazing. I'm good. Amy, you want something? Lunchbox, did you win anything?
I'm not there yet, man.
How are you so slow?
Because I scratched the whole thing. Now that I realize you're so far ahead, I've got 4 lines to go. I'm not scratching the whole thing.
Amy, anymore. What'd you win?
I'm so adding it up.
Oh, wait, adding it up?
I'm not done scratching. Because I have some winners.
Winners!
See? This is what people want to hear.
Come on, Amy!
Let's go! Yeah. Wait, hold on, Amy. You wait. I'm almost
Nobody's changed the show since you said you won something earlier.
Wow. Bobby, Amy, how much did you win?
Amy, you haven't scratched some numbers.
I won nothing.
Ho! Winner!
I have to focus.
That's too much, though, for $50.
I haven't scratched the prize yet because you guys didn't
love
me.
Love that. That's what I like to see. That's what I like to see. That's our guy right there growing right in front of our eyes.
I changed up my strategy because you guys didn't want me to scratch the number.
Hey, don't make the mistake I did. Remember the number.
Oh, I already know the number. Okay. It's number 85. Right-hand column. 5 down.
Okay. Is everybody scratched?
I'm on my final.
Okay. Now.
This is awesome.
You know it's going to be.
It's going to be a big one.
A big one.
50.
Big.
1,000. Ticket.
No.
No, it ain't going to be no ticket. Come
anyway, will you look and make sure the number matches the number, though?
Yeah. Just to make sure.
Stop.
Okay. Stop.
No, it's last time you did this, you didn't win.
That was my fault.
Oh, my God.
Amy,
don't say anything.
Oh my God.
Let me see it.
Come to me.
No,
Oh
Bugs,
my God.
Bugs, don't look at it.
No. Oh my God. Do we need to go to commercial?
Amy, come to me. No, Bugs, don't.
Let me see. Don't say anything. Come over to me. Show me.
No. Do we need to go to commercial so we don't get robbed?
We got to go to commercial.
But I'm not going to tell anybody. Let me see that.
No.
I want to make sure it's real, guys.
She can't breathe.
Oh my God!
All of us were shaking. Oh no,
Amy!
Don't
do that. Amy, don't do that crap.
Did you do it wrong?
Oh my God!
Why did we do this?
First Lunchbox.
Amy, did you do it wrong?
First Lunchbox.
And I should know because she don't even know how to read a lottery ticket.
Please talk.
Oh my God!
She threw the ticket down.
It is a winner.
Yeah, but what did you think we won? What did you think we won? And when you went, oh my gosh, you thought we won blank.
Say something!
$5 million.
$5,000.
Oh, you thought we won $5,000.
That would have
been
great.
That would have been awesome.
Oh man, I was going to commercial because I didn't want to get robbed.
What? What did we win?
What is happening?
A ticket.
What
25 plus 25 is 50.
Yeah. That's it? When you say you're adding them up, it was those two numbers?
Well, I wasn't done scratching.
Oh my God.
I thought there might be more.
When she gasped like that?
I know. Right. The problem is I scratched it and I saw $5,000 here, but it wasn't the pow.
Okay. Lunchbox, did you scratch your number?
No, I didn't know yet.
Okay, let's go.
You want to do it right now?
Let's do it right now. No, break it. Let's just go do it. I'm tired of being faked out. I thought we won the lottery twice.
Too,
between
so
Lunchbox screaming $50,000 and Amy having a seizure, I thought we hit money.
I just got an ab workout.
That's so funny. That we all of us, Scuba Steve threw his hands in the air. We all thought we were going on a trip. Lunchbox, scratch it.
It's got a 7 in it.
Okay, it's 75.
Yeah.
I haven't done another high.
Go ahead.
Other what?
75.
Okay. So
we broke even.
Basically.
Well, no, I bet an extra 25.
Oh.
So we actually weren't.
So we're back to 125.
This is the closest we've been.
Yeah.
How?
To what? Being even?
Yeah. Being even, man.
To the amount
like
spent.
I told you.
Did you enjoy the time Amy freaked us out and we thought we won?
No.
Did you enjoy like that 7 seconds, everybody?
Amy.
Oh, man.
Okay. And we're starting our day like this?
Yeah, exactly.
Well here we are. Get more tickets.
Yeah, we'll get more tickets.
More.
Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My really good friend and I have been roommates for the last 2 years. We have a great house. It's an incredibly good deal, but I'm making less money than I was when I first moved in. I'm just scraping by. I have a chance to move into a smaller place where I could actually start living below my means again. I don't think my friend will be able to keep this place without me. I'm not sure how to handle this. I know what would be good for my wallet, but is it worth it to put my friend in a tight spot just to save a few bucks? Signed, finances versus friendship. Interesting question. Now, I would assume there's some sort of lease agreement. Because if you can afford it, even if it's a bit of a struggle right now, and you're in the lease, you should stay in the lease until the lease is up. And sometimes you just can't. It sucks. But if you can stay in the lease for the next 3 months, we'll just put that on it. Stay in it. Give them a 3-month head start. Hey, I'm hurting financially. I got to go to a smaller place. I can go to the lease term, but I can't re-sign. I can't renew. Don't make it about not being with him. Make it about the lease. Like, I can't afford to renew the lease. Mm-hmm. Let's still live together, but let's move somewhere smaller. Give him the option to go, I'd rather live somewhere that's larger, somewhere with a little more room. Give him that option because he may want to do that or he may want to move with you. You kind of put it on him in that way. If you can, you need to honor the lease. If you cannot honor the lease or the agreement, maybe there is no lease. You try to find someone that can come in and be the roommate to him.
Yeah.
So, but the conversation is first, I can't afford rent anymore. My job doesn't pay as well as it used to. We got two options here. We can find another roommate in my place, or you can just have the whole house if you want to pay the double. Like, give him the option so he doesn't feel like he's pressed into a corner. It's all how you handle it and you present it because it is your friend. So if you can leave tomorrow, you don't leave tomorrow. You make sure to find a good roommate that can also pay their share of the rent. If you can leave in 3 months when the lease is up, you do that, but you present the option, hey, do you want to come with me? I don't think if it's a true friend, they're going to be upset when it's financial circumstances. I think you got it. You just got to be, one, open about it and even vulnerable that you're broke. And then you just got to remember that your friend's going to be your friend for a long time after this. And you don't want this to be the reason you're not friends anymore because you can handle it in a way that keeps your friendship, maybe makes it stronger. That's my thought. Amy?
It doesn't have to be friendship versus finances. How can you keep both intact? Just like Bobby's saying, and you never know. Your friend might surprise you and be like, hey, what's the actual difference that would be beneficial to you? And
maybe he could put it, but then, right. Then he's going to like, I pay more. We're watching Judge Wapner.
Well, like I mean,
you know that crap is what lunch
maybe
wanted
to there
do.
Is
if
like
he paid more than half the rent.
You know, 100%. Different. Yeah. Like, I don't know if as roommates y'all share chores or who does this part or you know whatnot. So there also could be a way great, where they're yeah. like, hey, I can cover the extra $50 a month if that would help you, or 100. You know,
if you do
X, Y, Z
something
for me.
That is valued up to that.
Yes, mm-hmm.
That is also a great option.
Yeah.
Yeah. Present these options. Don't just move out. Once I had a roommate, just move out. Didn't tell me. I just came back and it was gone.
Yeah, that's...
That's crazy.
We're friends again.
Took a while.
But my freshman year, I was living in the dorm. And I was just saying, it was Evan. And we were friends all through high school, best friends. And yeah, I was tough to live with because I was like, hey, you have to be quiet. I have to go to work. I have to go to school all day and go to work. We can't party in here.
Oh, boy.
I got to go to bed. You got to be quiet. And so I just came back to the room one day. Nothing was... It was like half the room never existed.
So where did Evan go?
To live with another friend.
A cooler friend.
Somebody that more like hang out and do fun stuff. I had to work, man. Good job, Amy. I like that. That's it right there. Let us know how it goes. Appreciate the email. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's the most fun segment because we don't know what's about to happen. It's Fun Fact Friday. Let's get it on.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
All right, around the room. Give me your fun fact. Eddie.
This is ironic. So the first guy that designed the fire hydrant, He did the patent. He registered it. But no one knows who that is because the patent office caught on fire. And all the information on that was gone. So the next guy in line, he's like, he modified the original one. He's like, all right, I'm the guy. I'm the one that designed it. But the original one, don't know who it is.
Nobody came forward to be like, it was me.
They tried to, but they couldn't prove it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's one, it sucks.
Uh-huh.
But two, isn't it ironic?
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think? Yeah, it caught on fire.
Yeah, crazy.
Probably because the fire hydrant wasn't close enough that they had.
Oh, probably.
Okay, lunchbox.
Giraffes, you know what they are. They're big, tall. Some say the tallest animal in the world. But what's crazy is their poop is the size of a marble.
What?
Because they have so many chambers that break it down as it travels their whole body, comes out the size of a marble.
That is interesting. Morgan.
Kentucky's Fort Knox is one of the most secure places in the U.S. It's home to over 147 million ounces of gold, and it has the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Saw that documentary where Nick Cage went into there.
No, that's a movie.
Oh, National Treasure.
National Treasure.
Oh. That's good. I like that documentary.
But it's so secure that not one single person on Earth knows all of the procedures to open the vault entirely.
It's like the KFC recipe.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Is it there,
the
too?
The Constitution is not like in a museum somewhere where I can go look at it?
The Declaration of Independence, possibly in D.C.? I didn't know this, but if she says it, I believe it.
And what's the point of having it if you don't put it on display?
Maybe you can see it. I don't know. Do they have it on display?
I don't think they have it on display. It's like locked away. There might be replicas of it so people can see it, but it's supposed to be secured because somebody could take it.
And like a lot of...
Okay, but if they take it, we already know what it is. Cool.
But you could say that about anything then.
Well, I mean, everything in a museum is on
this. It's a Shakespeare written by his hand. We already know the play. Who cares if someone steals?
We know how it is.
The original Constitution is obviously valued in, I mean, $1 billion. That's what our country was formed on. It's a document, too. I mean, you sell a thing on eBay, it's going to go for crazy amounts of money.
I think it might get flagged.
That's fake.
Yeah.
Amy?
A trained bloodhound's sense of smell is so spot on that it can be admitted as evidence in a court of law. I had no idea.
As the dog smelled whatever it was trained to smell, like we for sure got contact. Not dog, give on the stand, please. What'd you smell?
Yeah, so bloodhounds can follow tracks over 300 hours old, and they can stay on a scent.
I would hate to be able to smell that good.
Mm.
I'd smell everything all at once, because you'd have like 20 smells at the same time. Old, new,
smell overload.
Food, butts. It'd all be in the same breath in. It would be miserable. That'd be too much smelling.
They can stay on the scent for 130 miles.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Finally, Amy, I'll ask you a sports question.
Sure.
Who do you think the college team is with the most football national championships ever?
Nick Saban.
That's not a team.
No. The college.
They're Alabama.
The okay, Alabama.
Bama, roll tide.
Bama, roll tide.
Hold on. I'm just talking it out here.
Well, no, you said that. Matter of fact, that's just your guess.
Okay.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Eddie?
I like it. Alabama.
Roll tide.
Oh, man. Oklahoma.
Morgan, take guesses this too?
Nevada.
Okay. Well, it's not that one.
University of Nevada?
Bear Bryant?
It's not that one. Bear Bryant would be Alabama as well.
I know.
Okay. Or Kentucky.
I just like throwing out sports.
Yeah, I like it.
Facts.
The actual answer is Princeton.
What?
Princeton has 28.
Probably early on.
They were winning them in the late 1800s.
Wait.
There were only like five schools competing.
Yeah.
But they have 28. Now, that being said, once the NCAA became a body, since then they've had 15.
Wow.
Even. But Yale, so it's Princeton at 28 overall. But then if you go, we're only going to do new times. Yale is number one with 18.
That's wild.
Princeton, Alabama 16, Princeton 15, Notre Dame 13, and Michigan and Southern California, USC tied at 9. Nevada did not make the list, Morgan.
Good guess.
I tried.
That is wild.
Yeah. Well, that's where the sport kind of invented.
I understand, but I wouldn't. I mean, you could have made a lot of money on that.
Yeah, it wasn't like the Sooners were ripping it up. That was just Native American ground then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they weren't really playing football.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Today at 10 a.m. Central, tickets to my comedically inspirational show in Nashville go on sale. You can get them at bobbybones.com. 10 a.m. Central. Would love for you to come.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Janie Morales was with her boyfriend Ken, and they were at a Tampa Bay Rays game, and they're watching baseball. And when they notice a few rows down, there's some commotion going on. Well, Janie, she used to be an ultrasound technician. So she's like, I don't know, I'm kind of in the medical field. Let me see what's up. She goes over there. There's a man who's completely passed out. His face is blue. So she knows his heart stopped. So she pulls him over to the aisle, and in the middle of the aisle, and during the game, and they stopped the game for this. And so she's doing compressions. She does 3 sets of 30 compressions. It's not working. Paramedics show up with a stretcher. They do an AED, shock him a couple times. That's not working. Well, they take him in the ambulance, and somewhere between the park and the hospital, he regains consciousness. He's good, and he says that he's in stable condition right now. In a couple of days, he should be released from the hospital.
So why is he good?
I guess the compressions, the AD, all of it.
All those people jumping into different levels.
Yeah, exactly.
Like her, then them, then, man, imagine you almost died. And then you wake up, and they're like, you almost died.
Mm-hmm. You probably don't even know. Like,
you
what do
don't
you mean?
Know.
Tell me the whole story.
You just got to be like, golly, I'm so fortunate. And then, man, why did I get to live? I'd have that guilt.
Oh, survivors.
Yeah. Remorse. Survivor's guilt.
I'd be like, interesting. So many people die, and I got to live. Wow. And then I'd probably go out and just start giving everything away.
Well, you would do
really?
All
really?
Yeah.
Wow, man. That's cool of you.
Impressive. Yeah. That's basically what Eddie does sometimes when he's like, oh, a kidney story. I'd like to donate a kidney.
I've thought about donating a kidney.
Yeah, I was just doing what you do.
No, that's not the same. One day I'm going to donate a kidney. You watch me.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to donate a kidney.
Yeah, mark it down.
Save it.
Okay, so now he's just going to donate.
He's just
going to
be an organ donor. And then he's going to die and they're going to take his organ.
Oh, I got you.
Hey, you're thinking about Janie and Ken, though. What did they do? They went and got a margarita, watched the rest of the game.
Really?
Yeah, after all that. And there was an 8-minute pause in the game.
They stopped the game.
8-minute pause and then they resumed activity.
Yeah, good for them. Okay. Good for the game, too.
Yeah.
He lived. It's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go, you're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
Dr. Lori, PhD, antiques appraiser. She tells us how much stuff is worth or not worth. Sorry, Eddie.
Yeah, I know. That one hurt.
You're the last one up with your crazy bottles and coins, and you made no money.
Nothing.
No money.
Nada.
Dr. Lori is an award-winning TV personality and TV talk show host, a PhD in art history, and she travels around telling people how much their stuff is worth. She researches it. She's done it for us a bunch of times. And so I have some coins. This is what we're going to talk about. Got the coins here. 1920, 1905, 1934. And Dr. Lori is on because I think I got something worth something. All right, let's go with Dr. Lori.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dr. Lori.
It's one of my favorite intros that we play because it goes, Dr. Lori's on. And she is one of my favorite people. Dr. Lori, PhD in antiques appraising. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Bobby?
Doing really good. What do you have in front of you there today?
I've got some stuff from all over the world. Yes. So a couple of things from Panama, a couple things from Mexico, a nice Alaskan basket, woven basket, just a couple of things from traveling because people travel now.
And when people come to you at these shows that you do or these appearances that you make, yeah, would you say there are more people that are like, I can't believe it's worth that much, or more people that are like, it's only worth that much?
I think there are more people who say, I can't believe it's worth that much. I think most people think, over the years that I've been doing the antique appraisal comedy tour, most people think it can't be valuable just because it's mine, you know, and that's not true. A lot of things are valuable that are just hanging around your house.
Man, she's appraised everything on this show, from the Beanie Baby collection that I bought from Ray for $100. I mean, we've made a few thousand bucks off that. We've donated all the money, but it's crazy. And so we did Mike D's Pokemon cards, which, you know, currently sitting around $3,000 or so, which is pretty cool. Eddie brought in some bottles.
Yeah, man.
Some bottles and coins.
That was awesome.
Eddie needs a financial advisor. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Here's the situation, Dr. Lorraine. I know I've already sent you these pictures, and I never want to do the bit where I'm like, is this worth everything? Like Eddie, because then it's just disappointing. But I found these coins that I purposefully saved probably 15 years or so ago. And I can't remember why. But I know I found them or bought them and saved them. Can you talk me through and tell me if there's any value in these three coins? And I don't even know which one to start with, Dr. Lori.
Well, let's just start oldest to the newest.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Okay. So oldest one you've got is a 1905 coin. It's called a barber half dollar. It's pretty rare. It's 90% silver. There's an eagle on the reverse. The eagle on the reverse is relatively important. It's in very poor condition. There are stars of the 13 colonies, which is typical, but very poor condition.
Yeah, the bat, the eagle looks like a dead pigeon,
bad,
to be honest.
No.
Yeah.
It's still worth $75.
Wow.
Okay.
That's good.
It's already better than Eddie's bottles.
Yeah, and my coin.
Yeah.
What if can you clean it and make it better?
I tried to clean it. It's just garbage. Okay. I think it was through all the wear and tear of the war.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, keep selling yourself that.
Yeah. Babe Ruth had it in his pocket when he was playing for the Yankees. So all that's happened to this coin. So I'm not saying it's worth more, but you know. Okay.
She makes a good point. It's about circulated versus uncirculated. So her point is good. You're like, hey, could you clean it up? But once it's circulated, people are touching it, it's hard to get it better.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's pretty beat up. Okay, what's the next one, Dr. Lori?
So the next one is called a Morgan. All these are named for the guy who designed them.
Okay.
So the guy's name was George Morgan. We call it a Morgan dollar. So the last one was a half dollar. This is a Morgan dollar.
Which one of the years? Because I have two, 21 and 34.
1921.
Okay, got it.
1921. You'll notice that you've got a woman's head again, Liberty's head. And this one is rare, too. And here's why it's rare. Look at, first of all, the blossom of the cotton in her hair is indicative or symbolizes the bounty of America in the Great South and the Midwest.
Is that the, like, tiara she's wearing?
Not her tiara, but there's a little sprig of cotton in her hair, like a flower.
Okay.
You see it?
I mean, I'm the guy you don't want to ask, do you see it?
Okay, well, yeah. It's there.
Okay.
It's right there, like near her ear, above her ear. It's a little sprig of cotton.
Got it.
And that's important. The symbols on coins are really important. You also have the 13 colonies by the 13 stars. You can see that near the 1921. It's 90% silver as well. It's in good condition from 1921. The reverse has the eagle with the war arrows and, of course, the peace olive branch in his talons.
You can see that.
So this is a very typical symbol of war and peace for America.
Is it a deal that it's upside down, the eagle? Because it's upside down from the head.
Typically, yes. That's the way it should be.
Got it. Okay. Dang, I was hoping to like an error card. Dang it. Okay.
Yeah, people like errors. This one, $100.
Hey!
Still not bad.
I'm up to 175. I'm already a winner. Holy cow. And then I have one left, which I thought this one would be the least valuable because it was the new 1934. It was, it's not the oldest. But okay, what's this one?
Well, the 1934 coin is called a peace dollar. This one was struck. It was the first silver coin to be struck after the 1929 stock market crash and after the Great Depression that went on until about 1933.
You want to see it?
So this becomes a very important coin for collectors who are in the financial world because it relates to the comeback of America after the Great Depression.
Come on.
It has a lot of symbolism in it. It's modeled after the designer's wife's face and head.
Oh.
You'll notice that she, too, is Lady Liberty. And if you look at the T in Liberty, it looks like a hairpin.
Ah, it does.
It's one of the things that a lot of collectors look for.
Amy's got the coin. Yeah.
It does. It does. That's clever. I have another thing to call out, but you might do it first. Go ahead.
On the back, the eagle only holds the olive branch of peace and not the arrows of war.
You said a rare oddity. What was the rare thing on the front of it?
On the front of it, the rare things are the V for the U in trust.
That,
it says Tovist?
That's what I realized.
Okay.
T-R and then V. But that's a very typical sort of Roman look. That's a classical way to make the letter U. You make it like it's a V.
But do all the coins have that VU thing or just some of them?
Just some of them.
Okay.
And on the back, something called a short E. If you look at the number one, the word one, O-N-E for $1, it's a short E.
Do you see that, Amy?
Yeah, I feel like the eagle's tail is cutting it off.
Yes.
Stupid eagle move.
Yes. So it's important finding, and it's important in the world of collecting coins because it's the comeback of the American economy. It's important because it's 90% silver. It's a very rare piece. You've got the T hairpin. You've got the short E. You've got the V-U situation. And this coin is worth $100,000.
What? Are you serious?
Stop it.
You're joking.
Stop it. Did she say $100,000?
Wow. I thought she was going to say $100.
Oh, my God. Did you just give this to me?
No, I did not. Oh. I handed it to you.
You didn't hand it to her. You threw it to her.
I threw $100.
Don't you ever throw that again.
Are you?
Wait. Hold on.
What the?
Amy, watch.
But is this one of those things, though, where it's like the Beanie Babies where you're like, we say it's worth it.
It's not like the Beanie Babies, Bobby. Don't get crazy. This is not like the Beanie Babies.
We couldn't sell really all the Beanie Babies.
Where did you get this?
I don't know. That's what I was saying. Could I sell this for anything near that?
I know of buyers.
Yeah. And remember.
Wow, we're selling.
Bobby, remember like Coin Guy Kyle or whatever that came up here?
Yeah.
But I don't remember his exact name.
I think it was Kyle.
Yeah.
This is insane.
This is insane.
You know what's crazy? We just made money.
Do you have a mouse in your pocket?
You said if anything was over $10,000, we get 10%. Mark it down.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I said I said one person does.
Give me $10,000. Yeah.
It's not you. Somebody.
We're going to spin the wheel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I can make $10,000.
This is amazing.
I don't know what to say here.
I don't either.
Give me the coin back.
Lori, are you sure?
That's a great question.
Give me the coin back.
Lori, are you
sure? I'm not throwing it.
Am I sure? What are you talking about? Am I sure? I'm always sure. Yeah.
You have to be gentle with it. You just hand it. It's a coin.
No, no. Put that here. No. I'll lock it down.
Okay, listen. Here. You can have a lunchbox. Yeah, right.
That is.
So what do I need to do with this coin?
I'm happy for you, Bobby.
But now I'm scared what to do with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you got to protect it, right? So, you know, it's a good idea to get it somewhere safe.
Tape it to your chest.
Staple it. Super glue.
Staple it. Can you imagine?
You need to hire a security crew.
How much? Okay. So.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple in the weeds questions. Let's say I sell this coin. And I make $50,000 or $100,000, as you say. I mean, I get to keep. That's my money, right?
Well yeah. Well,
how is it not your money?
Well, yeah. It's like there's a fee sometimes for a broker.
Oh, do you have to pay taxes?
Well,
that's all.
That's depending on how you decide to do it. Like if you want to sell anything. If you want to sell anything through a broker, you're going to pay them a fee to find the buyer.
What's a fee for? Let's say this coin. I gave it to you and you are my broker. How much would you charge
me? Okay, I don't do that,
Okay.
If you were to go to a typical auction house, they could have a broker fee, sometimes called a seller's premium, anywhere between 15 and 40%.
Whoa! Wow, they're gouging you there.
Okay.
I'll sell for 10%.
To who?
Wait.
I'll find them.
Dr. Lloyd.
He seems motivated. That's what you want.
Dr. Lori, how do you make your money, if you don't mind me asking? Because how do you, you know, if you're not taking a percentage?
Yeah, well, a lot of appraisers do take a percentage. I don't mind you asking at all. When I started as a professional appraiser and left my university teaching job, my museum jobs, I said, I don't want to be a broker. I'm going to charge for my appraisal services, and I have the ability to appraise everything. So I charge a rate for my appraisal services. There are rules of what you can charge. So I charge on an hourly rate because you can't charge based on a percentage of what something's worth.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, everything becomes very valuable because you're charging on a percentage. So it's an hourly rate and I get charged by appraisal. But that's a very fair question, Amy. It's not a problem.
I'm shaking right now. Guys.
Yeah.
I am a great shook. Yes.
It's like, you know how something big news is given to you and all you hear is
Oh, in your ears, the ringing?
I'm shaking right now.
This is fantastic news.
What's the next
step? What do we do? I don't know.
What do we do? We got to move.
We got to strike while the iron's hot.
Let's do
this. Well, it's not that kind of issue. You know, it's not sort of like, oh, I got something on an anniversary.
Can I keep and it grow in value?
It can increase in value over time. I understand if you want the money tomorrow, then yes, strike while the iron's hot. But right now, the economic climate for a lot of collectibles is not the best. The market's not the best it's ever been.
Oh.
So if I were advising you as a client, like I advised a client recently and I said, well, this is not the best market for you to do this in. And he said, well, I need the money for this other thing I'm doing. So, you know, he decided to sell now, but you could actually hold that and you'd be well versed to see this thing increase in value.
Okay.
How much do you think I could safely get if I sold the coin right now?
I think you wait at least until the 100th anniversary, which would be 2034.
Yeah, you're out of
your mind. You're going to see this spike because typically on the 100th anniversary of anything, the value for that item goes up. So right now,
may not be alive in 11 years.
No, don't speak that way.
Yeah, and you've already waited.
Oh my God, don't
time.
Talk like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I waited not knowing it was valuable.
Right.
I'd have sold this thing for $500,
and we may not be friends in 11 years. So,
so you can't get your 10%.
We got to spin the wheel now.
Yeah, we got to spin that wheel.
Well,
oh my gosh!
Oh my
gosh! So pumped.
How much do you think I could sell it for right now, Dr. Lori?
It's worth $100,000. You can sell it for that. You got to work at it. You got to have somebody who's helping you. You don't even need anybody who's helping you sell it. What's the most important thing about selling any object? Public awareness. You have public awareness.
Oh, my God. My head's everything's throbbing. All my body parts are throbbing right now because I cannot believe what just
happened. Calm down. Put your blood pressure down. Calm down.
Okay.
It's not that much money.
Dr. Lori, where you live?
Yeah, because see, Dr.
Lori, in my world, my world, things are going for a lot more, but that's an excellent piece. I don't want to dissuade you. It's an excellent piece.
Okay. You guys.
Man, I'm about to go look through my quarters.
Me too. I mean,
it's not a quarter, though.
One day, Bobby's just like, oh, we found these coins.
I remember saving them. I just didn't know why.
Right. Mm-hmm. But
Did and my
you know,
coin?
Bobby, most. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good. I just thought maybe my coin inspired him to bring his coin in, which, you know, it's meant to be.
So maybe you're owed more, right?
No.
You think?
Okay. I'm sorry, Dr. Laurie. They're interrupting you, and you're my best friend now. So what were you saying there, Dr. Laurie?
No, I'm just joking around. I'm just saying that in terms of it, most people think that the oldest one will be the most valuable, and it's typically not the oldest thing that's most valuable.
I thought that. Okay.
Across the board.
Here's what we're going to say about Dr. Laurie is her website is drlaurieV.com. You can follow her on socials at Dr. Laurie V, L-O-R-I. I would like for you to go follow her. Very interesting. If you have something that maybe you wanted to look at, look, I don't know what to say. I'm going to have Dr. Laurie hold for a second. I'm going to talk to her off the air, make sure we get, I don't know what to do with this coin. I feel like I'm going to get jumped by you guys. I don't know what's up. So
no,
let
we're
us
happy
break.
For you.
Yeah. You are. You are.
Oh, no.
I genuinely am.
Lunchbox. We're all happy. How do you feel about
I'll
me right
help
now?
You. Congratulations.
I'm just like another Bobby Wynn, of course. Like, it's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. See what I mean? Thanks. Okay. Dr. Laurie, please hold.
Is she coming back on?
Yeah.
Like after we break?
No.
Oh, because
I have some private conversation to have with her. What?
Okay. But before, Dr. Laurie, I'm going to need you to come back because you know what's in transit to me right now.
What, your dolls?
Yes, my Madame Alexandra dolls. They're on their way. I got a picture of them in the box. And guess what? I had no idea my mom saved the original boxes and they're in
excellent.
Them.
I'll
trade
excellent.
You this coin for your car and those dolls.
I'd trade it right now.
What? Do it, Amy.
No, because we don't know what the dolls are worth yet.
Exactly.
Do it.
Oh, my, Amy, $100,000. Your dolls ain't going to be worth $100,000.
Her car and the dolls.
What kind of car is it?
That's a nice one.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on, Dr. Laurie. Back in a second. Let me play this song. This little something called Money. But no, it's not. All right. Back in a second. Bobby Bones Show. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
You're talking about Raymundo on the cruise. And you made the comment that Raymundo is the only one that digs through his DMs. And I'm sitting here laughing because it is true. Raymundo, yeah! I had this idea for Crack Your Back. And you all crack your back. And I had my wife DM every member of the show. And Raymundo DM'd her back. Said it was a good idea. So we love you, Raymundo. Season. Yeah!
Did we do that bit on the air, Ray? And did you claim it as your own?
No. It didn't meet that qualification. I thought it was a fine bit. He said everybody on the show should pop their back and see who gets the most pops.
We've done worse bits, to be honest. I mean, it sounds kind of like lame, but we've done worse bits.
How do you pop your back? Like, twist it?
I would enjoy that.
Like, you grab, for me, I grab people's arms, make an X in front of their chest, wrap my arms around them and lift them up, and that.
Oh, you actually pop them.
Yeah.
Eddie, get over there.
I mean, yeah, I'll do it. Does it feel good?
I'm not doing the bit. We're not doing the bit.
Feels good.
If you want me to pop you back in the middle of a commercial, we can do that in commercial.
I thought we were going
to
do the bit.
A chiropractor could come in and crack our necks.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay. No, I don't want to. Oh.
This is Megan from New Mexico.
I wanted to give you a call and give you a morning corny. There's two muffins in the oven. One muffin says to the other one, man, it's hot here. And the other muffin says, talking muffin.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny.
That's a talking muffin.
That's funny.
Do you get it? You're confused.
I don't understand. Like she said, there's two muffins in the oven, right? Mm-hmm. And one screams,
it's hot in here. And the other one looks at it and goes, oh my God, a talking muffin. But what's funny is that the muffin that's saying, oh my God, a talking muffin is also talking. It does. It's just.
Yeah, it really doesn't make any sense.
I thought it was funny.
It is funny.
It's funny. Okay, good.
Okay.
Finally, Scott from New Orleans has given us a fun fact for Fun Fact Friday, which we did a few minutes ago.
Fun fact, the lint inside your pocket actually has a special name, and I believe it is NUR, spelled G-N-U-R-R. Not sure if anybody really knows that, but it actually has its own name. That's crazy.
There you have it,
NUR.
Thank you very much.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
You feel okay?
Better getting there?
Yeah.
It's in and out.
Well, you don't have to do the pile. I can do it if you don't feel like your voice is there.
How about I set you up and you go?
Well, I don't have the story, so how about you just go and then we'll see what happens.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the story, but go ahead.
I know, that's what I mean. Sure. Okay, so I have some Father's Day gift ideas because in case people didn't know, it's on Sunday.
Got it.
So, and this is from AI, ChatGPT. Like, they came up with this list, whoever they are.
Okay,
personalized engraved items.
Okay.
Probably too late for that.
Pretty broad. Yeah, go ahead. Unless you do it yourself, you cut it, you take a knife and you cut it yourself in there. Go ahead.
Tech gadgets, yeah. Something like a smartwatch, wireless headphones, Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, AirPods. Well, ish. Those Bluetooth speakers, if they're not easy to charge, they just get lost and don't get used much. If you get somebody like AirPods, that's cool.
You know what I saw.
They ain't cheap, but it's cool. You always like the fogless mirror to go in the shower that you can suction cup up because you can shave in the shower. Mm-hmm. AI probably didn't do that because this is real brain talking with real life experiences. What was another one on there?
Outdoor gear, like fishing equipment, or if they like to hunt.
Yeah.
Gourmet treats.
The word gourmet, it's just used for everything. I don't even know what that means.
Premium coffee would be an example.
Yeah, but gourmet. When you hear gourmet, I just hear a word.
Fancy.
That looks like gourmet, but because it's said gourmet, it's fancier things.
Yeah, like I think of gorgeous treats.
Wait, gourmet means gorgeous to you?
What are you talking about?
Like it's good looking. Like if you're gonna if you're gonna say something's gourmet, it's gonna look awesome.
Really?
Fancy.
Sure.
But you think gorgeous.
Yeah, I think gorgeous.
I don't really have
like you see.
Let me just look up that definition. Gourmet. G-O-U-R.
Because I mean they even have gourmet dog snacks. Like yes. How's that fancy?
Right. Gourmet. Here's a connoisseur gourmet, that's a person. A connoisseur of good food. A person with a discerning palate. Yeah, but I need a...
Well, so other things in that category would be craft beers, fine wines.
Does gourmet mean fancy? Yes. Elaborately equipped for the preparation of fancy.
Yeah.
Specialized or exotic meals. Yeah, that just is fancy. Fancy is a good word.
And then finally...
Because we're gourmet like Applebee's on a date night. Go ahead.
An experience or a subscription to something. Like if you know he'd love to go to a sports game or a concert.
A sports game. Hey, everybody, do you want to go to a sports game?
That'd be fun. All sports?
Sports game.
Or if he wanted to do a gourmet cooking class.
Yeah, he doesn't. Okay, no. What else you got?
All right, I'm going to run through the top professions we find sexy. There's a...
Bartender.
A male category and a female category.
Ray, you thought the crumble cookie girl was hot, right?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't put a lot of thought into it. I just threw it out there.
But the fact that it came out so quickly, like jobs that are hot, you go, the girl that works at Crumble Cookies. If like I was your wife, specific. I'd have driven over to the Crumble Cookies that you guys go to and had to see what's up for myself because it was so specific.
Well, we also go to like bakeries and stuff because we throw parties at the clubhouse and it just seems like they're always on the go. They're great cooks. That's attractive. Why not? I was going to say that and I thought people know a Crumble Cookie lady more than they know a bakery.
No. I don't think a woman who works at a bakery is less known than a woman who works at Crumble.
All right.
But, Amy, did Crumble Cookie Woman make the list?
No.
Okay, go ahead. What do you have?
Okay, so the top sexiest professions according to women are firefighter, builder, police officer, doctor, and mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Mechanic. I think to make out with or hook up with, but unless you're making a bunch of... I mean, let's not act like... It's not sexy if you have a bunch of money.
Whatever you're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have friends who are mechanics. Two of them. They do fine. But no one's going to go and date or marry them just because they're a mechanic. They may get their car fixed.
Quick.
Yeah. But.
A guy I went to high school with has a mechanic shop.
Yes, he has his own shop.
Is he sexy?
Runs his own business.
Yeah, he does.
Right.
He's very good looking.
Okay, well,
he's married.
Relax, buddy.
He's married.
Relax.
Okay,
on the other side.
Professions according to men that are hot.
Crumble cookie worker.
No, but I mean, gosh, it's your typical. Flight attendant,
yeah.
Nurse,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Secretary, which I am going to call administrative assistant.
Sure.
Teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, depends
sometimes.
What time. What? Glasses and hair up.
It's
the library.
It literally says maid.
Maid.
Yes.
But if they're wearing what?
Sexy maid.
That maid outfit.
Yeah. Naughty maid.
Like French maid.
We had a maid that wore a mini skirt when she was cleaning, but she wasn't. It was
it shouldn't have been mini or what?
Nah, man. It was weird. Okay.
At your house?
Yeah, when I was a kid growing up.
Amy, next story. Your voice is starting to crap out. Mm-hmm. You have another story?
Luke Combs.
Okay. Cool.
Sexy?
Okay. You have a clip?
Hit fast car, please.
Go ahead. So I remember when we were
driving in your car. Tracy Chapman's version peaked at 6. Mm-hmm. He's already beating her because he's at 4.
Nice.
That's not good for Tracy.
On the pop.
No, it's a different time.
Okay.
Way different time.
But like you're the OG and then your cover's beating it?
Different time though. This song wouldn't be popular if Tracy Chapman's version wasn't so good. It was so hard. It was much harder to get up the charts then. She wasn't a massive artist herself. The only other song she had was give me one reason to stay here.
Oh, that's a jam.
And I'll turn right back around. And I like Tracy Chapman a lot. But yeah, Luke Combs is massive.
Yeah.
So I'm not going the direction you guys would like me to go.
Well, what direction is that?
Which is you're going, say the cover's better than the original.
No, I wouldn't think you'd say that.
And times are different back then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't change. There's a part in the song where she says she or her. I don't know. He didn't change it. Right.
That's why I love it. I said it before. Like
the fact you said that before?
He keeps it exactly as is.
Okay.
Is what makes it so great. The only thing different is him singing it. Mm. But he stays true to it. It's awesome.
So you like the cover better than the original?
I do not. Stop making me pursue that avenue, Eddie. Amy, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2021, Noble Haskell was in a car wreck and he was paralyzed. And the terrible part is he was an all-state runner. He could run like the wind. And he was like, you know what? They say I'm never going to walk again. Not only am I going to walk again, I'm going to run again. 2 years of rehab, grinding. Some people would say he would fight, grind, repeat.
I would say that.
Last week at his high school graduation, he walked across the stage. And he goes, I'm
he
not.
He walked across the stage?
Yes.
Wow.
And he said, I'm not done yet. They had a 5K race, and he was able to cross the finish line on his own.
Dang,
they told him he was never able to walk again.
But what I hear is fight, grind, repeat works.
Yeah, who says that, though?
I don't want to really point my finger at myself, but no, it's great. That rehab. I've been to rehab on parts of my body that were just only injured. Going through rehab to walk again, I'm sure, is very painful. It's every single day. It's all you're focused on. And there he is, back again running. That's a great story. He's a teenager, too, huh?
Yeah. Oh,
man. You know, I went to finger rehab. When I cut my finger, and I literally had to go every week, man, and it was like 1 centimeter at a time to bend it.
Why can't you just YouTube that if it's finger rehab?
What do you mean?
Because it's not like you got to get on some sort of equipment that only rehab has.
Oh, yeah. I went to a hand specialist, man. She had, it was almost like.
Yeah, I get the hand specialist, but the finger rehab itself.
It was almost like a workout gym, but just for your finger.
You physically
went for
all the weights tiny.
It was hardcore, dude.
Yeah. And you do those Chinese finger cuffs. And like, if you can get out of this, you get to go to the next stage.
That's pretty crazy.
Eddie, I'm really sorry that happened to you.
That's all right, man.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
Now
look at my finger.
Now you're pointing at things like crazy. We don't even notice.
That's right.
Basically the same as this guy.
This is about the other kid.
No, you're right.
Yeah. But equal. I mean, parallel, right? Great. What's his name again?
Noble Haskell.
Noble, we're proud of you, buddy. Great job. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Coming up in the next 15 minutes, Philip Phillips comes in with his guitar and plays this song, Home.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
It's such a jam. He'll be in just a few minutes. Never been on the show before. I'm very excited about this. Now let's go to Amy with the Morning Corny. Let's go.
The Morning Corny.
My friends love scaring the crap out of me.
Okay.
With friends like that, who needs enemas?
Yeah,
that's
crap.
Funny. Okay.
I like that, Amy.
All right, we did multiple levels there. Yeah. It's dirty.
That's good.
not dirty.
That like, was the Morning Corny.
But like enemas. Gross. Enemies.
Yeah.
Like,
enemas. Who needs enemas? Yeah. It's good. Okay.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
His name is Philip Phillips. His Instagram is PhilPhil. Man, this song, Home, so good. Here you go.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
This was massive for him. Of all those songs on American Idol after you win, this is the biggest selling one. Because this is the song he played, he won with.
I love this song.
Me too. I love this song. Like, it should be on every TV show when something cool is happening at the
end.
Like, universally, heartwarming moment, play Home by Philip Phillips.
Yeah.
He also has Gone, Gone, Gone.
So I will do it for you.
Also a jam, So Will I, which we'll get to in a second. Here you go from the
new tonight, so will I, secrets out.
One American Idol, he lives in Georgia. I met him playing pickleball. Here he is, Philip Phillips.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Philip Phillips.
Philip, good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, man, good to see you. Appreciate you having me, man.
Amy, I saw Philip, and I guess I don't really know Philip. We spent a day together playing pickleball, but I didn't know him before that. We hadn't met, right? You didn't come up on Idol when I was working on it, right?
No, I don't think we had met. Yeah, I was before.
Okay, but you didn't ever come up as like a...
No. Yeah, I was not cool then. I got uncool right after that, and then they decided to have me back after you left. So maybe I got cool again after
you
left.
Well, when I went out, I said, "You let Philip get up here right now." I met, but I didn't know that it was Philip. We were planning a pickleball tournament together. I thought he was a pro pickleball player. That's how good at pickleball he is.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, what? And so he was showing, we were just playing. He's like ripping them, right? Ta-da. And I asked somebody, I was like, where do these people live? These pro pickleball players, where does he live? And Dierks Bentley was like, no, that's Philip Phillips, the singer. And I was like, settle down, that guy, it'll all be. He's like, yeah. I was like, dang.
But like, when'd you pick up pickleball?
Like 4 years ago. I COVID happened, obviously. And then I had some time. I was lucky to be home to be with my son. We had just had a son. He's 3 and a half now. And so I was home with him every day. But also you get to be home every day as a musician anyways. And my mind goes crazy. And I like to be doing something. And a friend of mine said, hey, come play pickleball. I said, what the heck is pickleball? And so I went, and it was all these old guys, and I was the youngest one, and they were just killing me and hitting me with a ball. I said, what the heck? And I loved it. And so I fell in love with it. And then, yeah, it was just become this release, a different type of release for me. And, yeah, just absolutely love it, man.
How often do you play now?
I play as much as I can. If I'm home, don't have anything much going on, it'll be between 3 to 5 times a week. I love it.
He's so good.
That's a lot.
I know.
I thought he was a professional.
My wife and I had to have a talk one time. She was like, hey, you know, you gotta chill. You play it at night or whatever, you know. I was like, oh, okay.
Did you get obsessed? Are you obsessed?
I'm pretty obsessed, yeah. Do you have
pickleball specific shoes?
I do. I got all that stuff, man. I'm such a dweeb. But yeah, I played some tournaments and yeah, it's like
You played in tournaments? How'd you do?
I've done all right. Yeah, I've done okay. Yeah, I haven't played in like a year because just been busy with this finishing
career.
Got to make money and finish this album and everything. So I'd like to get into it at some point. But yeah, man, just obsessed. And you were good too, man. You got to have some good strokes.
I've played a very little, played some, but you get there and you can see the pros are a different level. It's the pros and Philip and then everybody else. And I went to Philip. I was like, how often do you play? Because you don't live in Nashville.
I don't. Yeah, I live in South Georgia. That's where my wife and I are from. So, yeah, like I said, we got a little boy. His name's Patch. And, we live a little bit out in the country. And funny, like me and Luke Bryan are from the same area. So he's like the king. And then I'm like maybe the queen or the
Interesting.
Like that.
I like it. I'm there.
So we live out in the country. And so my boy, he can just run around, be crazy, and run naked. Nobody's ever going to see us. And then I don't do that, so don't try to find me running around naked. But yeah, it's a nice quiet town, and we like it a lot.
And there's enough pickleball there to stay competitive?
There's enough. Yeah, we have some really talented players down there. David, all these guys, man. Just like,
shout out David.
Dabrinkel. And he's awesome. And I'm just like I said, man. I just obsessed with it. I don't do anything else, and I'm okay at it. I like photography. I really like that. But I'm not very interesting besides that, and I try to write music that is somewhat okay. Yeah.
Has pickleball ever influenced your songwriting?
No. Everyone's like, you got to write a pickleball song. I'm not doing that unless somebody says, here's a lot of money to make a song, you know. So, no.
Your name, and now everybody just knows it because you've just been around for a while. You got wildly famous on American Idol and tour. But Philip Phillips, we forget that name is the same. Is that your real name?
It's my real name. Yeah, people still stop me and say, is that your real name? I say, yeah, it's actually my dad's name, but he goes by a nickname, and then because he hated the name growing up.
But then he gave it to you?
He had told me this. He's like, my dad used to fight a lot. He has these big hands, just, you know, big guy. And he said, you hate your name. People make fun of you. Make fun of you. I said, yeah, they make fun of me a little bit. I said, but it's not too crazy yet. He said, I hated it growing up. He wore glasses. You know, I fight all the time. I was like, so you decided to name your only son after the name you hated? And so that's my real name. And it was easy to write in cursive when I was in second grade because everyone else was struggling, but I just did it twice.
It's just hilarious. Philip Phillips, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's almost like a boy named Sue. Like, he named you that, and then now you got to get picked on. Then you get stronger because he named you that, and then here you go.
It's a whack name. He wanted me to name my son that. I'm not doing that to the kid, man. Like, heck no. So, went with a totally different name, wanting to have his own identity, you know.
Let me say this about Philip, too, because I want you guys to go see him live because he's so good live, and you'll hear him play in just a second. But you can go to philipphillips.com. It's the Driftback 2023 tour, and a lot of the cities this show is in, he's there. D.C., in St. Louis, Des Moines, Nashville. I could keep going, but go to philipphillips.com and go. By the way, the Caitlin Smith song is really good.
Oh, thank you.
Caitlin's a good friend of mine.
Oh, man, she's so talented. Yeah. What a voice. Yeah, she's incredibly talented. I love that song that I wrote, and she just – she really complements it perfectly.
Yeah, it's called Strangers, by the way.
Really beautiful. She just took it up to a different level. And so, yeah, I love that. So I'm really, really proud of this album, man. First album in 5 years, and really represents the past 5 years. No pickleball, but a lot of other feelings, you know.
So this song, Eating a Pickle, is not about...
No, not that one. Yeah, that's a different kind of pickle.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
So before we get into the new stuff, would you mind, would you just... humor me, and would you play home?
Yeah.
Do you get tired of playing this song?
I mean, it's done a lot of things for me, and I've
the answer is yes, buddy. Yes.
No, I like it. It's cool.
I like it. It's cool. Yeah, we believe you, Phillip.
Just tell me when to stop playing.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go, Phillips.
I didn't know how much you wanted
like
to play.
Yeah. I like it. I felt like you were shutting down like a robot. We're like, plug him in, boys. Charge him back up. Phillips is here. He's going to come back in a second to play something from the new record. And again, go to philipphillips.com. Go watch his shows. He is not leaving. I got a lot of questions, uncomfortable questions from our listeners. We also have listeners who have left you voicemails.
Okay.
And it's just going to get really
sexy
weird.
Voicemails?
Yes. They're all breathing hard into the phone.
Ooh.
We will come back in a second with Philip Phillips.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Philip Phillips.
I have a lot of questions for you, Mr. Philip Phillips. Mm-hmm. What is it like to get famous real quick?
I mean, it's pretty awesome. You get a lot of free stuff. You get some money, and you go out to a restaurant, which is my favorite thing, and people will just bring you things to try. And I love food so much. I mean, you know.
It's that just, part's cool, and I'm going to tell you, I never even thought about that, but I get that too, and it's amazing.
Oh, my gosh,
but,
dude.
Like, this is from the chef. He wants you to try that.
The chef will come out
and just bring you something. Yeah. The actual chef, and I'm like, please, can I just come sit at your table or whatever it is I need to just keep bringing me food.
And they'll explain it in detail.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, sure. It tastes great. Just keep bringing it.
Phillip Phillips is here. I want to do something new, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You got the new record out.
Yeah, dude.
And you got the tour, the album's Drift Back.
Drift Back, yeah, yeah.
And the tour is the Drift Back tour.
There's
a theme there, yeah.
You know.
So you have this record. It's been a long time since you put out a full record. What's the deal?
Yeah, just 5 years, man. Like I said, it was really hard for me to get some right parts in my a career for getting the right management to help steer that. Obviously I went through a lot of things after Idol and so getting that part figured out, and I really feel good about my management and all that. And I've always treated people like I want to be treated, you know, and then writing a bunch, man, just writing a ton. And then finally it just made sense. Finished these songs, and these 10 songs really represent these past 5 years, man. There's some sadness, there's some happiness, and just hits all of the emotions, you know. In life, you get a little older. I'm not old, I don't consider myself old, but I'm just saying you go through a lot of things in life that are ups and downs, and for me, writing it out is how I deal with it, you know, and maybe a little bit of humor. But I'm just really proud of it. It might be really bad. It might suck.
We'll be the judge. We'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah. You judge.
You play the song. We're going to judge the whole thing. Performance, song. Yeah. This is the show you come into and you leave feeling worse. So from the new record, would you play So Will I?
Yeah.
It's a good one. You like that one?
Yeah, I love this
one. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, I really love this song. Fun to play on the guitar and awesome. Yeah, right. Just fun song. Yeah, I'll play it for you.
Here we go. Phillip Phillips, So Will I. That's a jam right there, boys. That's awesome, dude.
Thank you. Thanks. Ooh, kind of scared me there, and I had to get it all out there. I hadn't got to remember things.
Not scare me one bit. Actually, made me feel nice and warm inside. Phillip Phillips, man, that's from the new record. Man, that's so good. That song's really good.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate that. I like that one a lot. It's a little sax at the end. Got to get the sax back in there and get the nerves out too. Yeah, scary playing a new song.
How many times you played that?
Never played it live, so this is the first time, I guess. So, yeah.
Hey, there we go. That's awesome. Always making people feel uncomfortable. That's how we do it here on this show. Hey, killed it, though. I do want to play a little bit of Strangers with Caitlin Smith. Bray, would you please hit that?
Crazy how our time is an arrow, shooting us forward. I do it all over and over again, just to be strangers. Just to be strangers.
I can still see us. I can still see your face.
That's awesome. You're awesome. Caitlin's awesome.
Oh, she's incredible, man. Yeah, her voice is so good.
I have some questions from listeners here, and this is question number one. We have three of these. This is our first voicemail. Go ahead.
Hey, I've got a question.
question for Philip Phillips. I just want to know what his middle name is.
Oh, please say Philip.
It is Felipe. No, yeah, I hate my middle name, but it is Ladon. It's French, is what I say.
Not the direction I was expecting.
What? Why? And what does it mean?
I have no idea. It's my dad's name, and yeah, I just say it's French because it sounds cooler that way, and people seem more impressed. And I might be right, but y'all can like Google it.
How
and
do you
see
spell it?
L A capital D. Don't forget that capital D, that big D, O-N.
From Arkansas, we'd be like, okay. Laid on.
Yes, laid on. I get that a lot, laid on.
That's Bobby Laid On over there. All right, here is question number two.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio. I occasionally see Phillips out with his family on Saturday mornings for breakfast at a local restaurant. And I've been so tempted to go up and ask him for a picture, and I've been scared to do that. I know he's with his family and he's eating, but I was wondering if you would just ask him how he feels about that, and if that would be too awkward. If he doesn't want for that to happen, that's fine. I just would like to know.
I have a rule that I talk about on this show, that if somebody's with their kids or if they're eating with food on their plate and they're famous, you don't bother them.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The second one, for sure. When I have a mouthful of food, it's like, come on. Me and my kid, I do try to keep him separate. You know, I don't put his face out there or anything like that. We're pretty private, but I'm a really friendly guy. You know, I'm not going to be rude to anybody. So come on up. I'll either be super awkward like you're thinking and we can make it an awesome, awkward time, or I'll just be really nice. I feel like I'm pretty nice.
I think you're way nice too, but I would like to say, if it doesn't matter if it's Philip, if you see somebody famous and they're with their kid or they have food in front of them, that's a no-go. Any other time, they know what they signed up for.
Yeah, but yeah, I agree. It's such a weird thing.
It is.
Yeah, and people, yeah, I mean,
because
people
be
feel
ungrateful.
So, yeah, people so feel like they're so a part of your life, and it's you know,
and they are, that's amazing.
You know, and it is, it's such a cool thing, and I'm very thankful for everybody. And but yeah, sometimes there's moments where it's like, you know, it's all right, you know, come on.
Mashed potatoes or baby, don't come up. here's one more. It's Molly from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Want to let you know that I had a scam alert. I got an email from lab results wanting to inform me that they've received and reviewed my recent lab results, and they'll be calling me shortly. Anyway, I wanted to know, Philip, have you ever been scammed by something? Let me know. Love the show.
I did a show one time, and then you get a contract, and that was something interesting. That, so maybe that was partially a scam.
You get a contract,
like without going into details. I'm just trying to be funny, but never mind.
Did a fake promoter scam?
No. I went through some legal stuff
after American Idol.
Yeah. Oh, so it's maybe that. But other than that, I feel like I try to stay away from scams.
That is funny. Right. Now, but we won't say anything else about it. You can Google that, but just check out. Is the I word a word though? Is that a thing?
I love them. Yeah, everybody's great there. Mm-hmm. It's just everything else that's the connective tissue.
After the show's over, that
connective tissue that comes with it, you know.
That's
hilarious. But everything came out really good. Like I said, I always treat people how I want to be treated, and you know, I think good things happen to good people, and then maybe the opposite happens to others sometimes. You know,
it's an interesting theory. Amy, what were we gonna say?
Oh, I just was like, this amount of stammering, I feel as though one legally is trying not to say something.
Oh, for sure. But I needed to, because
I had to clarify
about.
For him. It's been a little while. So I couldn't think of any other scams because I'm too afraid to do any, like buy anything from.
Well, I have this Nigerian guy that wants to get in touch with you.
Okay.
He owns a bank and he'd like to put some of his money in your account.
Send him my cell phone number. That'd be great.
All right, Philip Phillips, the new record is out. I hope you guys check it out. It is called Drift Back, the tour. He's all over.
Okay, which, why Drift Back, by the way?
Why Drift Back?
Yes.
So it's, like I said, it's been 5 years, and then I had a lot of things going on, personal life, and a lot of tough things, situations, and a lot of amazing things. And, you know, so this for me, it's been 5 years, and it's kind of just drifting back to music. And it had been so long, and drifting back to my fans and, all these relationships.
Is it going to tie in your favorite middle name to that?
Okay.
LaDawn, right?
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
LaDawn means...
More like LaDawn.
Strong flow, like flowing into a river. And I feel like drift back, like you're in a flow back to...
Yeah.
So you should embrace Philip LaDawn Phillips.
I should have put you on the thank you notes on the album. Wow. That's really... I didn't know that about my middle name. That's really cool. Thank you for that information.
You can now appreciate it.
I'll come over and give you a hug after this. That was really nice.
Just be LaDawn Phillips, your side... personality.
Yeah, LaDawn.
You can play characters from LaDawn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever do Drift Away by Dobie Gray?
No.
You ever play that? That'd be a good one. It's all drift stuff now. All right. Philip Phillips, you guys check him out. Philip, thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you very
much,
man.
Big fan. Pickleball expert.
Yeah, we'll hit some pickleball soon.
No.
Yes.
No.
You can pay me for lessons.
Okay. Oh. That's it. He's out of here. All right. There he is. Philip Phillips, everybody. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts,
That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Time for easy trivia. Let's go. The category is Disney. Eddie, you're the returning champion.
Yep, come on.
You have the tiara on. You look great today with the tiara.
Thank you.
Could be your last day to wear it, but good luck.
No way.
What Disney park is in Florida?
That's Disney World.
Correct. Morgan, what Disney park is in California?
Disneyland.
Correct. Amy, what is Disney's official mascot?
Mickey Mouse.
Correct. Yes. What is the name of Disney's streaming service, Abby?
Disney Plus.
Correct. Easy. Nobody goes home that round anyway.
Easy.
You're playing to 5 for the championship, and the score is Eddie 4, Amy 4, Abby 4, Morgan 1.
Woo!
Gotta grow more. They get harder as it goes. Now, Eddie was up 4-0 at one point.
I know, man. I've lost. I don't know.
This
how
could
many
be the biggest choke in the history of easy trivia. Mm. Other famous chokes, the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl in 2017.
Big choke.
They were up 28-3. They lost to Tom Brady. Big choke. The Golden State Warriors, 2016 NBA Finals. Warriors were up 3-1 over the Cavs. LeBron came back, won at 4-3. The Yankees were up 3 over the Red Sox. For only time ever that's happened. Red Sox won that. 4 in a row. The Cowboys, 2007 what? NFC Divisional Round. They were the top-seeded team that lost to the underdog Giants. So Eddie is...
Why would you bring that one up?
On the cusp of being one of the biggest chokes of all time.
You're trying to distract me, but you know what? I'm in the zone. Let's go.
The category is 90s TV.
Come on.
If you miss it, you'll hear this right here.
You've been booed.
Be eliminated. Eddie, which animated TV show features four boys, Stan, Kyle, Cartman, and Kenny?
That's South Park.
Correct. Morgan, Matt LeBlanc played which character in the TV show Friends?
Joey.
Correct. Amy, what show features a group of high school students facing the challenges of adolescence at Bayside High School?
Saved by the Bell.
Correct. Abby, what TV show follows the lives of four women living in New York City, focusing on their friendships and relationships?
Sex in the City.
Correct. Good job. Next category. Famous songs from movies. Over the Rainbow by Judy Garland is from what movie, Eddie?
Wizard of Oz.
Correct. Morgan, Lose Yourself by Eminem is a song from what movie? If she misses this, we'll have a for sure winner today. A new champion or an old champion. Lose Yourself by Eminem is from what movie?
8 Mile.
Correct. That's good. What song did Whitney Houston sing for the movie The Bodyguard?
I Will Always Love You.
Correct. A lot of grunts.
A lot of grunts.
It's like my dog about to throw up. Abby, You're the One That I Want by Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta is from what movie?
Grease.
Correct. Next category, U.S. trivia. Eddie.
Yep.
Who wrote the U.S. national anthem, The Star-Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
Correct. Nice. Morgan, which U.S. president issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. Amy, what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
1776.
Correct.
Wow.
Abby, what was the name of the ship that brought the pilgrims to America in 1620?
That's the Mayflower.
Correct. We got to go a little quicker here. MTV shows. Eddie, what's the name of the comedy clip show hosted by Rob Dyrdek that plays all the time on MTV?
One more time.
What's the name of the comedy clip show hosted by Rob Dyrdek that plays all the time on MTV?
I don't know this one. Clip.
Anybody know it?
Oh, ridiculousness.
Ridiculousness, yeah. Exactly.
You've been booed.
I just see memes that's like the only thing MTV plays now.
Thanks, Amy.
It's all over. All right, here we go.
Stupid.
What was the name of the reality TV show that Mike the Situation was a member of, Morgan?
Jersey Shore.
Correct.
That's my girl.
Eddie's now
on. Now he's rooting for me.
Come on, Morgan.
Amy, which MTV show featured Ashton Kutcher playing pranks on celebrities?
Punt.
Correct. Abby, which MTV show featured Johnny Knoxville doing dangerous stunts and pranks? Johnny Knoxville doing dangerous stunts and pranks.
Jackass.
Correct. Animal nicknames. You need to answer quickly here. Eddie, you're eliminated.
Yeah, thank you.
Which animal is known as the king of the jungle, Morgan?
The king of the jungle? Which animal? The lion.
Correct.
Yes.
Amy, which reptile is often called the camouflage expert?
Chameleon.
Correct.
Oh.
Wow. Great job. Abby, which marine creature is nicknamed the sea cow?
The sea cow?
The sea cow. S-E-A-C-O-W.
Marine creature? The blowfish.
Incorrect.
Let's go, Morgan!
No, that was
a
hippo, right?
It's a manatee.
Oh.
Wow, good for you.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, a sea cow is a manatee?
Come on, Morgan.
Why?
Morgan. The category is country fan clubs.
Can I talk to Morgan real quick? Morgan, you're so smart. You're so
you
smart.
You put me down like every week.
Country fan clubs. Here we go. Eddie, yellow card for interrupting.
Yes, sir.
Morgan, which country music artist has a fan club called the No Shoes Nation?
Kenny Chesney.
Correct. Amy, which country music artist has a fan club called the Home Team?
Thomas Rhett.
Correct. Which country music artist has a fan club called the Church Choir, Morgan?
Eric Church.
Correct. Amy, which country music artist has a fan club called the Bootleggers?
Toby Keith.
Yes! 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 Yes!
It's
I don't know.
Luke Combs.
Okay.
Luke Combs is the
Bootleggers.
Bootleggers?
Yeah, I didn't know that, Amy.
Wow.
Did anybody know that?
Nah, I didn't.
Like, yeah, hey, let's give Morgan our flowers here.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit the song.
Good job.
And it goes on.
And the irony is,
yes.
Luke comes
seems
her winning.
Wow, that's true. Yes. Okay, Morgan, congratulations.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Eddie,
oof. Man, wow, that's amazing.
I
wow.
Morgan, like good job. Luke's team would be like the oof. Columbia of shirts.
Interesting.
Yeah, cool. Amy, I'd like to give you an idea of what my night was like. It was a fine night, but if somebody on the show has an idea for a segment, they send it over. And sometimes two people send the same idea. But
How?
Well, sometimes these two people send an idea about the same segment, but have different views.
Yeah, that happens, yeah.
Yes. Now, this is what happened here with these two, the Peanut Gallery over here, Lunchbox and Eddie, they went and guested on a UFC podcast where I want to read you both of their descriptions about the bit they wanted to do. Lunchbox wrote, I want to do this bit called Eddie the Douche.
What? Eddie the Douche? Yeah. Why?
Yeah. Is it Eddie the Dad? He wants to do Eddie the Douche.
Okay, ETD.
Because of this.
ETD.
Yes. Now, Eddie.
Stop it.
Wants to do the bit of Lunchbox is trying too hard and tries to look cool and makes him look dumb.
Or we could just call it Lunchbox the Douche.
Hey, come up with your own title. This is what you do.
Okay. Whatever you want.
So, who would you like to hear from first? Would you like to hear from? It's about the same thing. They did it together.
Well, I mean, lunch with the better title.
Okay, Lunchbox, so. You want to do something called Eddie the Douche.
Yeah, so this That's guy so asked us to be on his podcast. It's called Extra Rounds. It's about the UFC. So Eddie, for the interview, shows up in his UFC hoodie to act like he's this huge fan. Like, oh, look at me. Eddie hasn't worn the UFC hoodie in here in 6-7 months, and all of a sudden we're having an interview and he shows up like, oh yeah, man, I'm a huge fan. Look at me wearing this sweatshirt. Oh, I love the UFC.
He is a huge fan though. Yeah.
I understand.
I watch it every week.
Yes, you watch it. But that's what I'm saying.
That's a fan.
It's just like you look so douchey because you bring it out of your closet just so you can look cool on the interview. It's like,
but you also think people that wear band t-shirts.
Exactly. It's just like going to the concert and wearing the band t-shirt. We know you're a fan of the band. You're at the concert. We get it. Wearing the shirt, you look like a douche.
Wait, what'd you wear?
I just wore a regular hoodie.
Which
natural
is crazy because
you
have
a UFC hoodie on right now that you wear every day. Except the one day.
It was under my desk, but I was like, man, I don't want to look too, like, try to act on like I'm a huge fan.
Okay, thank you, Lunchbox, for your submission.
Eddie the douche.
Okay.
That's so dumb.
Eddie's,
no, it is.
Eddie, hold on.
Oh,
I'm moderating this.
Is he douchey for that?
I need to hear
Eddie's response. This is not Eddie's response to Lunchbox saying this. Eddie sent his version of this out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they both have these ideas. They're not fighting with each other. They just wanted to attack the other one.
This segment's called Lunchbox is Trying Too Hard.
Okay, go ahead.
So he gets on another podcast and he doesn't know how to control his hands. He doesn't know how to control his mouth. He starts saying random things. I brought an audio clip. Listen to this.
Okay. Gentlemen, I appreciate your time. We got to get you out to a fight again soon.
Dude, I'm down.
I would go.
You tell me.
Anytime I'm on a plane, I'm on a boat, I'm on a railroad car, whatever, taxi,
a
Uber.
Railroad car?
Hey, whatever you need me to do. UFC is my jam.
Like, what is he talking about? He acts like he's not on the radio every day. Like, a railroad car? Where did that come from? That's trying too hard on somebody else's podcast.
Do you feel like he was like that the whole interview?
Yes. The whole interview, he was just trying to be over the top and, oh, man, bust out names of fighters that, I mean, no one knows these fighters, but he wanted to show that he's a huge UFC fan. I think from the get-go, Bones, he wanted to outshine me.
Because that's where it comes from, you.
And what I did, I came to the interview with my sweatshirt on. I think he planned to have his sweatshirt on, but when he saw me, I can't wear that too.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's the angle.
That's a good point. I would like to say that I think both of you are kind of wrong.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's douchey for Eddie to wear the sweatshirt. And I also think Lunchbox, that's just how he is.
He's on a road car.
Yeah, he clearly just couldn't think of the word train.
Yeah, I couldn't think of what it was called.
It's like,
I mean, it's hey, like,
you know.
You start naming all the modes of transportation. Uh-huh. I got the train.
Oh,
so I couldn't
funny.
Think of it.
Moped.
It
happened.
You're going to make me cough.
It happens.
That thing that has two wheels that you sit on, cycle.
Give me a buggy. Give me a tricycle.
Oh, right. My God.
I think you both are a little out of line. It's funny.
But douchey to wear. I mean, the sweatshirt hadn't been out of his closet in 6 months, and all of a sudden.
Nah. I don't think it's douchey at all. That part's not douchey at all.
Thank you.
And I don't think Lunchbox is being over the top in that clip. I think he lives over the top. So can we
get rid of Eddie the Douche? That's just a bad name.
We're going to keep that name, and we'll have more segments, you know, shortly.
How would you sing that melody?
We should have his kids sing it.
Well, no.
No.
You have to sing the same melody. Sing the same melody. Imagine? Go ahead.
Eddie the Douche.
Okay, got it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you need.
That's all right. Amy, douche you for wearing the sweatshirt?
No.
Right. Was Lunchbox any more douchey than he normally is?
I am not calling Lunchbox the D word, but
railroad car.
I will say it seems like he was probably just a little
nervous,
excited and nervous, and he was passionate about going and whatever means of transportation to get there, he was going to get there.
Yeah, I know your passion. Maybe I just know you're very passionate.
Yeah, if he's going to invite me out to Vegas for a fight, heck yeah.
Railroad car, baby.
Whatever I need to do to get there, I'll be there.
Segway. Okay. But that's what happened last night.
Hot air
balloon. Both of their segments came in like 20 minutes from each other, about each other, but not in response to the other person.
What an idiot.
Jet ski, hoverboard.
Hey, Eddie, what do you know? You're not wearing that UFC hoodie
today.
Play it again.
Dude, I'm down.
I would go.
You tell me.
Anytime I'm on a plane, I'm on a boat, I'm on a railroad car, whatever, taxi,
a
Uber.
Railroad car?
Hey, whatever you need me to do, UFC is my jam.
Oh, man. That's funny stuff. Huh?
Horseback.
And he goes, he couldn't think of train. Okay.
I'm going to
play a song because I've got this allergy thing. I'm going to start coughing again.
Who delivers babies? The stork.
I'll ride the stork.
A unicorn.
Golly.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Blount County, Tennessee. A 42-year-old woman was upset because the garbage men kept coming too early to pick up the garbage. So last week when they showed up, she was waiting for them on her front porch with the old shotgun.
The pump shotgun?
Earth.
And doing, for what reason?
They're coming too early.
No, I know, but what was her reasoning that she needed a shotgun? Uh-huh. Why not just say, hey guys, is there any chance you could come a little later? They probably can't.
But they're going to listen more intently if she has a shotgun.
Yeah, you know for a minute, but they're not going to have to hear her often and for long because she's going to go to jail.
That's a good point.
So, but again, like, what's the reasoning with the shotgun? And also, if it's too early, why is she waking up to go? If she can just go sit on the porch and talk to them, she's already awake anyway. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, obviously, she's a bonehead. Tell me more.
So, as they picked up her trash with the, she shot at the back of the truck.
She shot.
So, they drove down. The only problem is it's a dead-end street, so they went to the end of the street, and they had to go back by.
Did she shoot at him again?
She shot at the passenger door.
What on earth?
So she goes to jail and then go as early as they want to pick up trash.
Dude, this is crazy.
This is crazy.
Can you imagine that happening in your cul-de-sac?
It's like a drive-by shooting, except the drive-by was the one getting shot at.
Yeah.
So she goes to jail, obviously.
Yeah, she got arrested.
I would just imagine she's not supposed to have a gun either. Because if you make idiot decisions like this, she's probably made other idiot decisions to the point where they're like, you can't have a gun anymore.
And she took out an iPad and yelled at the workers, do you want to film me while I shoot at you?
Yeah, she's real dumb.
Wow. I wonder if they're still coming in early to pick up the trash.
They can now because, again, she's out. In jail. Yeah, I know. That's hazard pay, too. All right, Lunchbox, that it?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
At 10 o'clock Central, tickets to my comedically inspirational comedy show. I should call it comedy show and game show because I'm going to do a game show.
Oh, yeah. As well. Yeah.
It's going to be a whole experiment. I'm using my own money. But I think it could be cool. But tickets, 10 a.m. Central, so we're almost there. So go and get tickets. The Nashville show, it's happening in July. But BobbyBones.com, front and center, you will see tickets up for there. I'd love for you to come. Because if you don't, then I'm going to have to come back and be like, well, I got COVID. I had to cancel the show. Mm. Even if I don't have COVID. That's what everybody did. They can always blame it on COVID. That's what I'm going to do. Be like, guys,
sorry,
got COVID, got to cancel the whole tour. So BobbyBones.com, get your tickets. You can also go over to our socials because we have the premiere of Lunchbox's Sonic commercial.
Oh, yeah.
The one that he told us was a TV commercial?
Yeah, TV.
There are talks that if it gets good traction, then they could go to TV.
There are talks.
Yeah.
He's making that up.
Yes. Of course he is. Yeah. So last week we found out Lunchbox was going to be in a commercial. He told us it was a TV commercial and he's going to get paid a lot. But actually, it's just an ad that we did on our socials. It is for Sonic and it's good, but here is a video intro where Lunchbox is placing his order on the Sonic app from the studio. This is his acting. Go ahead.
Got the double cheeseburger, got the tots, got the cherry limeade, missing ice cream cone. Boom. And let's eat.
Convincing. Sounds like
Do
he's
you
ordering.
Say all that out loud when you're ordering?
Like, yeah, you don't talk out loud when you order?
I guess not. I just push the squares.
Like, because you're thinking, okay, what do I need? What do I want to eat today? And you talk it out loud. I mean, I don't know how you guys are weird.
You know, it sounded good. It actually sounded good, though. Yeah. I don't know what that is. Lunchbox arrives at Sonic to pick up his order. Here you go.
I'm here to pick up my order.
Did you do it on the app?
Why, yes, I did.
Okay, if you'll wait right up there, I'll bring it out.
Thank you very much.
I think the girl is the star there.
Oh, stop.
She sounds
stop.
Awesome,
let's,
right?
Stop. Let's see how natural she sounded. Stop. Ray, would you play that again?
I'm here to pick up my order.
Did you do it on the app?
Why, yes, I did.
Okay, if you'll wait right up there, I'll bring it out.
I've been to Sonic a bunch. That sounds legitimate.
Exactly.
No, to her.
What do you mean?
Well, she was a real car hop.
I know.
So,
right.
He's a real person that orders food at Sonic.
That's true.
And here's the order being delivered.
Hello?
Oh, what's up with the music? Know. Is it just in that commercial the whole time? I think it gives him like a security blanket, too, to not really hear the acting. But okay, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. That was super fast. Oh, you forgot. No, the tots are right here. That was awful quick. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow. She didn't spill a drop.
Oh, yeah.
I bet I could do that.
Because she's in roller skates.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, you can see the whole thing at Bobby Bones Show.
Wow.
It's on our Instagram, our Facebook, our Twitter. She didn't spill a drop.
And did you hear that last line? I bet I could do that.
Yeah.
Part two coming soon.
Okay.
Oh, is that what that means?
Oh, just a little tease. There may be some more action. More commercials coming.
We can't wait. We can't wait. Go check it out at Bobby Bones Show. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.